Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks volleyball team knows who they'll be playing in the District 5 volleyball tournament. They'll be opening against Barnes County North on October the 28th. Oaks is the 2 seed and Barnes County North is the 7. They'll play 25 minutes after the first game between Griggs Mincota and Angelique Colum Montpelier, which will start at 4 o'clock. The tournament will be held in Lemoore, and on the other side of the bracket, the winner will take on the winner of Carrington and Ellendale. Lemoore is the 1 seed and they get a bye. Oaks volleyball tournament action can be heard right here on 1220 95.9 The Tornado. The Minnesota Timberwolves win in their season opener 124-106 against the Houston Rockets in a ruckus Target Center. The final score isn't really indicative of what happened last night, as the T-Wolves had a 25-plus point lead for the majority of the fourth quarter. The T-Wolves have something to be excited about with Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and D'Angelo Russell leading the charge. They had 30, 29, and 22 points respectively, with Karl-Anthony Towns getting a double-double with 10 rebounds. Looking ahead for the T-Wolves, 6 of their next 7 games will be at home. They'll take on the Pelicans in back-to-back games on Saturday and Monday, both games at 7 o'clock. Another dominant win in the ALCS, this time once again for the Houston Astros, as they've scored 9 runs in back-to-back games, winning 9-1 last night. Games have been decided by 7 or more runs in the last 3 games and 4 or more runs since Game 2. The Astros now have a 3-2 series lead, and all they have to do is beat Boston once at home, either on Friday or Saturday. Former Minnesota Twin Eddie Rosario goes berserk once again last night for the Atlanta Braves. He went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs, a triple, and 4 ribbies with 3 runs in their 9-2 decisive win in Game 4. Rosario now has 2 4-hit games in the championship series. The record for the most 4-hit games in a championship series, Albert Pujols, for the 2011 world champion St. Louis Cardinals. Game 5 tonight at 7:08 from Los Angeles. Max Fried will be on the mound for the Braves, and the Dodgers have yet to determine their starting pitcher. In college sports, it was announced last night, Charlotte, Florida Atlantic, North Texas, Rice, University of Alabama Birmingham, and University of Texas San Antonio will officially be announced as new members of the American today, according to college football insider Brett McMurphy. The change will be effective of 2023. The American is replacing Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston, which were accepted to join the Big 12 last month after losing Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC. And on the actual college football field last night, Appalachian State hands Coastal Carolina their first loss since 2019. The Mountaineers got their first win over a ranked opponent since their 2007 stunner in Week 1 against Michigan. Appalachian State won it with a game-winning field goal, and the Mountaineer fans proceeded to rush the field. This has been a look at your sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.